Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
You're listening to Fred Film Radio. I'm Bénédicte Pro, and today we're going to talk about The Gentle Indifference of the World, a Kazakh tale by Adilkhan Yerjanov, presented in the Un Certain Regard section of the Cannes Film Festival. This movie is the story of a very beautiful girl who is a young girl who is forced, after her father's death, to leave her countryside, her idyllic life, to go to the city and face a cruel reality of corruption and money and another world, really. And as she discovers that, a love story unfolds with another person, a little bit like her, Kwandik, with whom she shares also a love for literature and the candor and innocence of her heart. What was the starting point of this movie?
Этот фильм начался с того, что я ощутил.
This film started with a lack of money. I took my my girlfriend, the woman I loved, to a very nice restaurant, and I realized I didn't have enough money to pay for it. And that was the moment when that inspired me for a new movie, because I realized how vulnerable the people in love are and how vulnerable the feelings are because of this rain of money everywhere. And that's when I realized that we can tell the story of love differently if we add up this economical uncertainty note into it. Because I think that this film is about the two people who are trying to protect and to preserve some kind of a morale that exists in love. And the only thing they have is love.
It seems also that you're representing Kazakhstan. We don't get to see this country often in the cinema. So I was thinking that both characters represent a different side of your country.
Probably, to a certain extent, they do represent probably not two different classes, but more like the rural Kazakhstan and the urban Kazakhstan, because this is the major point of segregation for my country right now.
There is two pivotal moments in my view, which speaks to this moral journey. The moment when they decide to accept the rule of the game of the city, and maybe when the heroine wears the black dress now, and of course a moment when they decide they do not finally want to be part of it.
Это абсолютно верно. Эти два поворотных пункта, они.
You are absolutely right. Those are the two turning points, pivotal points, if you want, of the movie. And what was really important for us in this dramaturgy of the film is to show these turning points visually, not through a dialogue, but through the visual plan, through the frame. And that was our major goal.
The mother of the girl is in prison. This is a very striking situation that I was wondering about. Where did you get the inspiration for the situation?
Такие ситуации случаются. Это такое бывало в жизни.
Such situations happen in life. I have read about it. I have heard about such situations, and it's not something absolutely extraordinary. Quite often, let's put it this way, people do go to prison for economical crimes or what is considered to be an economical crime. Cannot say it's completely normal, but this is life. This happens. But at the same time, in the movie, this is a circumstance that pressures the character, the girl, and it's like this whole world is pushing her towards making a decision. What will be the decision?
Well, I was asking about this prison scene also because the structures can be felt in the movie, but they are not shown. They are shown only through the characters, the people that they have given birth to, like the uncle and the friends of the uncle.
Вообще, я думаю, что любой режим — это не система.
I think that any regime is not a system, it's people. And those who say that the system or the regime, there's something impersonal, I think they're liars. Because what is a system? What is a regime? It's your neighbors. It's your friends. It's people who participate in it, and it's them who create it.
There is a lovely presence of literature, even Romeo and Juliet, maybe. But of course, the title of the movie was inspired by Albert Camus' quote, a quote from Albert Camus. How did this presence of European literature come about in the movie?
Потому что мир Салтанат — это мир искусства.
Literature is the world of Saltanat. And not only literature, it's the same as paintings, the art. And yes, I somehow made her a girl with elevated ideas, philosophical, literal, artistical. She's someone who lives above the world where she is physically. And through this, through her, Quan Dick, who loves her, he somewhat elevates as well, and he goes up towards this beautiful world of abstract ideas and of high-end ideas, and I also justified somehow my love, personal love for Albert Camus and for Henri Rousseau through this through Saltanat's preferences, and yes, I allowed myself a little bit of a postmodernism in this movie.
Yes, because there could have been Dostoevsky, or there could have been Tolstoy also present, but it was pleasant to find these references that mm-hmm. we know.
Потому что это совершенно неожиданный мир.
Well, Quan Dick and Saltanat, they first and foremost are two young people from the steppe, and the steppe is in the middle of nowhere. And when we think about Paris, Camus, and the steppe, they're just completely opposite universes. They're in parallel universes, actually. They're in parallel wars. They just cannot cross. There is no intersection between them, and that's why through this, through a very simple Kazakh guy from the middle of nowhere in the steppe, who all of a sudden starts citing Camus in some, I don't know, dirty bus station cafe, I wanted to show this presence of the dream in their life, the presence of this striving for something better, for something different. So yeah, that was their dream, and it's a dream that is somehow unattainable. It's hard to achieve, but it's there.
И, конечно, я люблю Камю.
And I love Camus personally, and I love his philosophy, which always shows this philosophy of struggle and rebellion. Rebellion and struggle of an ordinary person against circumstances. And it's also, yeah, there's a lot of absurd in his philosophy against absurd and the ordinary life. And that's why I couldn't find a better philosopher for this film.
I'm not completely surprised. It's also because the end could seem to be very pessimistic, but somehow it manages to stay half-half. It's also, there's something really beautiful to actually not choose to belong to this world and choose love. And so it's half optimistic, maybe half pessimistic.
Да, тот, кто не верит в любовь, скажет, ну и толку от их действий.
Well, I think it all depends on the view of a viewer, because those who do not believe in love, they will say, well, and so what? They died, and there's no more love. They don't exist anymore. And those who do believe in love, they say, well, you know, they died, but their love has gone up with them.
Well, it's worse than that. It's worse than that because the people that after that says, well, we're gonna have lunch.
That's the title, hence the title, because I do believe that the nature, the universe, they are indifferent. But if you really look into it, you might probably see something behind this indifference.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.